When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
From North Carolina, a 6'5 guard, number 0, Kobe White.
In front, Kobe on a pump, Kobe on a drive, Kobe at the top of the key, Kobe to the rim, Kobe with the finish with the left hand. That was all Kobe White.
Kobe, first of all, is a great teammate, and every summer he's getting better.
Kobe, deep left wing three, bam! There you go, folks, Bulls reclaim the lead.
He committed the last two summers, you know, to his development.
Kobe's in that zone, left wing three, got it! Oh my goodness! Put him in the Hall of Fame! Put him in the Hall!
This summer, he goes and invites teammates to work out with him. So he grew as a leader, he found his voice.
Io, left wing, and he threw it behind Kobe, who tracks it down with 6 on the clock. Kobe with a spin, Kobe in the lane, Kobe goes to the rim and a layup with the right hand. The Bulls have erased a 22-point second-half deficit.
He always did whatever needed to be done for the team. He's a guy that has taken complete ownership of his career, his development, and what he's needed to do. And, you know, he's not a finger pointer at anybody. He always looks internally first. And, you know, he's grown into an incredible player.
Kobe White goes right to the cup.
Kobe, open right elbow three. Bam! That's a 40 bag for Kobe White.
Career high.
And this crowd saying, Kobe, 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 you gotta love it.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I want to go dancing with Kobe White.
Afternoons on the Score.
So many magical moments last season were brought to you by Kobe White. It was great to watch the continued development of what a lot of people think is a superstar. Kobe White now joins us here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Kobe, thanks so much for picking up the phone and talking with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Kobe, it's great to talk to you, man. We have enjoyed watching your career and seeing it bloom the way it does. Big jumps last year in minutes, in points, in rebounds, assists. Tell us, why do you think your game took a leap forward last season?
I think just confident-wise, just the confidence continued to grow. And then having the coaching staff and my teammates all believe in me and believe that I can make this jump. So I might give a lot of credit to the people around me for continuing to push me and believe in me and you know, just set me for who I am. So, you know, the work always going to show, but you always also, you know, got to shout out the ones around you who continue to push you each and every day.
That's a beautiful thing. You can talk about those coaching staff, but we think about your teammates and we think about DeMar and Zach. What did your veteran teammates do for you over the course of last year and the years before that to help you get here, Kobe?
I think Zach is, I always say, like, Zach's been here since I got here, and he's always had that belief in me, even when sometimes throughout my career that I didn't have that belief in myself. He was always somebody that I could go to and turn to that you know, for advice or if I'm struggling, and he will always, you know, be a guy to remind me who I am and what I can do. And then just Debo, just learning from DeMar, being around him, you know, obviously he's one of the best to ever do it. So being around him, learning from him, getting to know him as a person was one of the best things that could have happened last year. And obviously those relationships last a lifetime, but they played huge parts in last year and then guided me, you know, throughout the entire year.
With those two guys, they've each had those huge moments, like, on the floor. As you were growing as a player, as your game was growing offensively, how did you feel knowing that those two guys were on the floor too? And, you know, you want to make sure that you're sharing, but you're also growing as an individual player. How do you balance that?
They made it real easy. They made it easy for me. I mean, those two guys are so unselfish that, you know, late games, whatever it may be, whoever had it rolling, you know, they kind of knew, like, if it was me, then they would let me rock out. If it was, you know, if it was them, then they would rock out. So it wasn't a type of thing that, like, all three of us wanted the ball. It's like, we did a good job of reading off each other. And then, like I said, they're super unselfish. And like I said, they put their teammates first. So they just want to see us all succeed and everybody let everybody eat too. So
it's such a good question, Lawrence, because Kobe, like, we watched that and we're like, well, they must have talked about it. And who's going to get the last shot? And then they're going to talk about it after. It's like, does it carry that much weight, or how does that stuff go down before and after, Kobe?
No, it's really just in the moment. I think the main thing is making the right play. I think that those both guys want to make the right play. And then for me, it was just learning, obviously going through those moments, learning, but also, you know, following their lead because they have done it time and time again. And I was kind of new to it. But they also gave me the confidence to be that guy in those moments too. So it wasn't really something we talked over, like, you know, all right, you're going to get it, I'm going to get it. It was more so a read thing, like, what's been working, what hasn't been working, who has the hot hand, you know, who were they paying most attention to. So it was more so just the filling out the game and what the defense was giving us.
Considering that Lonzo's back, Josh Giddey is here, you're a guy that makes things happen with the ball in your hands. How do you find out how everyone works and works off of you?
I think just going through, I think the main thing with me is just I'm able to play on and off the ball and be effective without it and with it. And I think for me, it's just reading them. I've had so many different roles since I've been in the NBA that I'm kind of used to being versatile. So for me, I'm always going to put my teammates first, and whatever is needed is going to be done with me. But I think just going through it, getting those reps, starting now, like in training camp, just getting those reps, getting everybody on the floor together, filling each other out, and then going from there. But it, like I always say, like Giddey, Zoe, like those guys make it easy because they're you know, pass first guys, unselfish guys. So those guys make it very easy to play off them, and because they're gonna always make the right read, and their high IQ for the game makes it easy.
You know, we're looking forward to watching Josh Giddey. He the way that he thinks about the game and looks to make passes, is pretty high up there. Be honest, have you seen the internet cut up, Kobe, of some of those very creative Josh Giddey passes that went to nobody in Oklahoma City? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't got a chance to see it. The main thing that sticks out to me is well, I've seen a couple, especially like on inbounds passes where he throws it to a certain area and the guy's open and he doesn't really know he's open.
Yes, yes. There's so many, Kobe, where like no teammate is there or nobody's looking and it looks bad for Josh, but he still shoots his shot, man. He still goes for it. So you got to be ready, Kobe White. You got to be ready for creative passes from that man.
Yeah, just always be on point with him. Like I said, he throws passes that you know you don't necessarily see, but him and Zoe are kind of like that in the same way. So I've kind of gotten some experience with playing with Zoe. Like they both throw people open. You might not necessarily be open at the moment, but mm-hmm. they both see it one step ahead like I said, it goes back to their IQ and feel for the game.
Last year, you had a conversation with Chuck on the pregame show about shooting and how you've worked on shooting. And I was surprised when you said, you know, I haven't really had a shooting coach until Peter Patton came along. And just so that we can be transparent, I was college classmates with Peter Patton.
Do you know him personally?
Yeah. That Peter used to get buckets. He was also, I asked him this, I believe, was drafted by the Colorado Rockies as a pitcher. So,
he was?
Yeah, I think he was drafted, like, I want to say, like, maybe the 50th round or something like that in Major League Baseball. So you can throw that at him as well. Like, he was a really good pitcher growing up, too. But I was shocked to hear you say that, and I'd love to know, like, how did that go where – was it he coming to you or was it you coming to him? And what do you think you gained from the experience of working with him?
It was me going to him because when he first got here, he just kept kind of saying, like, you know, what everybody else had told me my entire life is like, you can already shoot. I don't want to mess with your shot. You can already shoot. You're a really good shooter. I don't want to mess with your shot. And I was like, I'm a good shooter, but I want to shoot 40%. And I hadn't done that in my career. I think the closest I ever came was 38.5. So I still haven't done it, but I just want to talk about, I want to be an above 40% shooter. And so after like weeks of trying to convince him to do it, he finally did it. And I told him I had some deficiencies in my shot. And when he worked with me, he agreed. And so we like just hammered it hard, like every night coming back to shoot. Working on techniques, working on getting it off quicker, working on my mechanics, working on my follow through. And so then it kind of just went from there. And now I talk to him constantly about my shots, and it's actually grown into a really great relationship. I got to know him a lot, even as he got three sons, I got to know him a lot. So he's a really, really good dude. And you know, he's always someone I can count on.
That shows a ton of maturity by you, Kobe. I mean, I really love when players are that type of vulnerable. Where do you think that comes from with you, where you were willing to humble yourself and say, I need some help?
I think just the want and need to get better. I think just wanting to get better. Like I always say, like, I learn from anyone. I go to a high school game and I try to pick up something. I'll watch anybody play. Like, it don't really matter to me. I just try to learn from anyone. And I think my biggest superpower is being able to look in the mirror and tell myself what I need to work on or what I need to get better at in order for that to happen. So it's no, like, with me, it ain't no pride. Like, I ain't really no pride or nothing going on. Like, I know who I want to become. I know the player that I want to become. And I know that it's going to take certain steps for me to get there.
Man, that's a superpower in life, Kobe White. Hold on to that. I mean, seriously, in any walk of life, is there somebody whose shooting mechanics are perfect or are aspirational for you that you and Peter have looked at in terms of, this is the kind of shot that I want to have?
No, not necessarily, because I think my shot was pretty compact and on point. I think it was just a little things that he needed to fix, like getting it off fast when I'm, or getting the stance, getting ready to shoot sometimes, because I make shots, I could be lazy and not ready to shoot all the time. And that's where some of my misses were coming in. I think just my follow through, making sure I hold it, following through into the rim. It was just little stuff that we got to just make habits for me, because I've built these bad habits in my shot for, 23 years of my life. So for me, it's about breaking those little things, breaking those little habits that I already got.
Kobe White with us here on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score. Are you the kind of guy now at this point in your life and career, Kobe, who's going to be able to tell a teammate if he didn't do something the way that it needs to be done? If you guys have practiced it one way and that person's not doing it, can you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it first, for me, it first starts with getting to know that person off the court. And then you can have those conversations. I think that's the most important thing, is getting to know them off the court. And then you're able to have them on court conversation where, you know, maybe somebody missed a rotation or anything like that. But the thing is, it's like, it's always a two-way street. So if I'm able to tell them that, then I have to be able to receive whenever they tell me something. So that's kind of how I look at it. But I think I'm at the point of my career where I can say that I'm more of a leader on this team. So, yeah, for sure.
So, because this is a point in Kobe's career where he's going to have to do that.
There's no doubt about that. Kobe, you had so many great moments at the United Center last year. Just take us through Like, what's like emotionally when you're in the zone like that? And what type of feedback and love do you feel like you get from Bulls fans in those moments?
I think that those moments are priceless. Those moments that you can't, for me, I don't think I'll ever be able to replicate off the court in my life, creating those moments, I mean, those emotions. But at the same time, like, the fans are, it gets so rowdy in United Center, and I don't know how many times last year I got the Kobe chants, where everybody starts chanting my name. So, which is one of the best, you know, feelings that you can ever have. And I like I always say, like, the thing about Chicago is the fans are genuinely sports fans. Like, you go to some places and they're just at the game. You know what I'm saying? They're just there, like, as a concert. It's like an event to them. But to Chicago, they're there to support the players. They're there to see basketball. They're there to whatever sport it may be. I've been to multiple. I've been to Bears games. I've been to baseball games, Sox, Cubs, and all the fans are always genuinely sports fans, and they love sports. So you could tell they're passionate about it, and that's the best thing about being in Chicago to me.
Kobe White, this was really cool, man, and our listeners dug it. We are the flagship home of the Bulls. Let's make this a thing we do every once in a while. It's great to talk to you and get to know you, man.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. That this was really delightful. Kobe White from the Bulls, that was outstanding.
Man.
Like, here's the thing. He was easy to cheer for anyway.
Even as a raw rookie and second-year guy, he was easy to cheer
for. He's the guy with the cool hair.
Cool hair. The number one scorer in the history of the state of North Carolina in high school. And like, you know he's a bucket getter.
And you hear him talk.
Now it's a whole nother level, right?
That way about, like, and not being afraid of his emotion and everything else. What a wonderful, wonderful kid.
Yeah.
That I love that. And that. I love that.
That's a superpower to have the humility to be like, man, I'll learn from anybody.
Yeah.
I'll go watch a high school game. If that dude knows how to shoot, let me see what I can learn from that.
It's a really difficult thing to, whatever it is that you're doing, like, to humble yourself and be like, you know, I think I got it, but I could use a little bit of help, or I could use someone kind of looking at what it is that I do and see how to get better. That type of humility takes you really far. By the way, this hour is being brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56David.com. That's 56David.com. And I'm glad that there are people that hit me up on Twitch and on the text lines that remember Peter Patton as a prep baseball player. It was legit, man. I want to say 50th round by the Rockies.
That's amazing.
Or something.
Wasn't he a lot better after the spider bit him at the Museum of Natural History?
Yes, that's what. Well, you're not really supposed to know that, and we could ask his Aunt May about it and see how she feels.
But I would ask his uncle, but his uncle passed away.
Oh, his Uncle Ben.
When he wasn't busy converting rice.
That's the different Uncle Ben.
To Christianity. That's what he was doing, right?
That's not what he was doing at all. Right?
When I read that Uncle Ben was converting rice, I was like, why is he not letting that rice have their own religion?
Why not go the other way? Like, maybe he was converting them to Judaism. You don't know.
That's not a thing. I guess it is, actually. But, you
converting
know.
Converting the rice.
Yeah, but
we've been saying for a while that Judaism's not a thing, and you keep pushing back.
No, it's like, but the Jews don't seek you out to try and convert you, you know?
Okay.
The Christian. Shane, have you ever been approached?
Solicited, yeah.
Would you like to have a bar mitzvah?
Hey, man, I went to a black woman's bat mitzvah years ago.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. It was Karen Lewis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
It was, and
well, good for her.
I had never been
to anything. Was Sammy Davis Jr. there?
He was not, because he'd been long dead.
Oh, that's too
but
bad.
But I was, this is awesome. Then the reading of the Torah.
Yeah, it's the Torah.
It was long. It was a lot.
Karen Lewis, the former head of the CTU?
Yes.
Huh.
Lawrence knows people. He went to high school or college with Peter Patton, who was not Peter Parker. I was so close on that one.
Shout out to my guy Tom Kleinschmidt, by the way, too. I don't know if anyone had in their bingo card that my guy TK would be a state championship basketball coach, especially when he was at DePaul. That's my dude. I adore him, and look at what he's
cool.
done.
Let's talk to him.
And new Bull, EJ Liddell, Goff and I called his state championship game a few years ago. down in Peoria.
So the Bulls, we were talking yesterday with Cole Kmet, just yesterday. It's been a whirlwind on Spiegel and Holmes here. If you're not listening to this show, then I don't know how you're hearing this. But if you're also not listening for other reasons, then you need to stop not listening, because this is a show you should be listening to. If that's not a promo, I don't know what is. Okay?
We thank you for listening.
Yeah, we do. And if you're not listening, then we don't thank you, but we will look forward to thanking you in the future. Here's the thing. Just yesterday, we were talking to Cole Kmet about all these Chicagoland Bears. Matt Eberflus is so excited. Oh, he's one of the Chicagoland Bears guys. Doug Kramer coming up at 4 o'clock, as a matter of fact.
That's awesome.
But we were talking to Cole Kmet, and we suggested that they call themselves The Outfit. Cole Kmet and
he liked it.
Doug, he liked it. He liked it. And somebody's got to run with that. The old poster company.
I do like. Oh, I forget. You know what? I will bring it next week.
Oh yeah, you owe me a poster.
It is in my parents' garage, and my mother is telling everyone who comes to the house to take something away every time that we come to the house.
Oh, I know that dynamic.
In my parents' garage, I still have the Chicago Vice poster, Jim so awesome. McMahon and Walter Payton, and it's still wrapped. Like, it's still in the plastic.
Oh, my God.
So hopefully it's still there and she wasn't just throw that out.
No, you should unwrap it and put it up, and then Molly can take it down in the morning.
Well, I figured we'd just bring it here for the mob. The mob would enjoy it. We could put it up like right here.
Costikos Brothers is the name of the guys that made the posters. Those are the designers. Costikos Brothers. I know because I have one of Tim Raines. It says Rock of Ages, and he's sitting on a Spiegs. What's he sitting on?
A cocaine rock.
Oh no.
It's a huge rock, yeah. And then Robin Ventura, I've got one of Robin Ventura. It says Hot Corner.
Oh, okay. I thought he was lighting up a room. Standing in the floor lamp.
In the middle of a room that's very well lit.
So when
he's
I was
just got a lampshade on his head.
When I was a kid, I was obsessed with Jim McMahon. So I had the Mad Mac poster. I also had the Junkyard Dog poster. And when I saw the Chicago Vice, I'm sure it was River Oaks or Lincoln Mall or something. Or Evergreen Plaza, probably.
Come to me, poster.
I said, I have to have this. Because it's so cool and so Crockett and Tubbs. Like, they got it. Like, the whole vibe of it.
Did they make, posters all over the country, not just Chicago? Because they probably made... I had a Daryl Dawkins Chocolate Thunder poster as a kid. And they probably made that one.
Yeah, they had the McGuire and Canseco Bash brothers, but I think they're dressed like the Blues Brothers, they did them all over.
They did all over the country. But anyway, so the whole point in bringing the Cole Kmet thing up for me was the Bulls have a few of those. You said EJ Liddell. They've got a couple other locals.
Yeah, how about that? Well, you got what? Let's see, the point guard. Why am I blanking on the point guards?
Io.
No, Io.
Oh,
for
I got
sure.
Io, of course.
Dalen Terry?
No, not Dalen Terry. Guy who came over, Devin Carter.
Javon Carter. Yep.
Duh. Yeah, also from Chicago. So,
I forgot Javon's from here.
Yeah.
I was very excited about his acquisition. Some would say too excited about his acquisition.
I don't know if he, it never seemed
it
like.
Didn't seem to click.
To fit. Which I always felt like he would have been better for last year's team, like not. Having him just be like the second unit go guy.
Yeah, let him be the driver of the second unit. Because that dude was a badass as a driver at West Virginia under Bobby Huggins.
Yep.
An absolute badass. And I was like, where's that guy?
And occasionally from Milwaukee.
Yeah, but he's not just a spot-up shooter and like a defender. To me, that dude is a driver of culture and team. I've seen it.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. So
DJ Stewart is another one of the locals. Like, there's a few
Mattis. Mattis.
Yeah.
From Hinsdale.
Mattis from Hinsdale.
Yeah.
You know who else went to Hinsdale?
Doug Kramer.
Bam! Look at that.
The whole connection.
Tying the room together.
Doug Kramer's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Jason Leisure is going to join us from Hallis Hall next here on...
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.